We are on Simen Tamach Tes. We are in the beginning of the Mishnah Berurah that gives a few hakdamas on the inyan of Pesach al Shema. And yesterday we had learned one hakdama, the proper time and place when to be Pesach al Shema, and that speaking about, let us say, if a person did not hear Bolchu, so there were two menhagim. There was one minhag after the shatz ended the Shtilei Shemayna Esrei of Shachris. So all those who as yet who came late and did not hear Bolchu, so someone said a Kaddish and a Bolchu after the of the shatz before he started davening the Hoyche Shemayna Esrei. Then others said after the Kaddish Pasche, they said a Bolchu to be also for the latecomers who did not hear Bolchu. Now let us see on page 204, where there is the beginning of the Hakdama of the Mishnah Berurah, let us look at the last line. And towards the end of the last line, V'ayin L'kamon. V'ayin L'kamon, B'simin Kuf Lamed Gimel, B'veish Yosef, D'muchach D'min Hogom Hu, that there was a minig that was in the times of the Veish Yosef, D'im Af Im Ira, Sh'loi Bo Odom Beis Akneses Acha Bochu, that is, there was a instance that no one came late, Baruch Hashem. So theoretically, so everyone answered Baruch Hu. Af al pi kein ein medagdekim bekach, but the union of priests of Shema, priests Shema, a Kaddish and a Baruch Hu was set. After, let's say the time they said it was after the Shtilei Shemayna Esrei, everyone came on time. After the Shtilei Shemayna Esrei, they said Kaddish and Bolchu, which was a Moiradik Echidish, because there is no necessity to say it, but that was the minik. Levad Mishabosis V'yomim Tovim Kadis Hashem. The minik was, he says, during the week, that there are normally latecomers, so then even though we had at this a Mesugal Dikadei that there was no latecomers, but this was already part of the Seder Hayoim, after the Shtilei Shemayna Esrei, we say Kaddish and Baruch Hu. So they didn't make an asik about it. But Shabbos and Yom Tov, Shabbos and Yom Tov, so then Al Kaponim, so even if someone came late, so Shabbos and Yom Tov will hear the Bolchu from the Oyla L'Toyre. So therefore, there they didn't say that this Pesach al Shema, because everyone is taking care of it. But by a Yom Chol, they used to say it. Yeah. Umikol mokim, ein levato min hogam beveis haknesset neha machloikes. That means this minig to say b'yemei choyl bolchu, even though theoretically there's no necessity to say this bolchu, so theoretically one should be mevato this, but it'll bring a machloikas. It'll make a machloikas. Till now we said it, and now you're getting fun. So it is kedai to continue saying it, that there shouldn't be a machloikas. Avo, b'mokim shein lochush l'machloikas, but what is, we have a educated tzibur, and they understand this effort to say Kaddish and Bolchu was when there was a dire need to say it. So then they were mistaken to say it. But there's no need to say it. They'll understand that the keld is proper not to say it. So Abu Bakim Shain Lochish Lamach Lakish yes Linux La Yamarashli of Fibba Bohu Elim came bo echod acha bohu shamay klapa isiya. But if we have a educated civil and they will do what is proper to be done, so then it would be proper to be misnayed that if no one came late, so then they shouldn't say bohu, unless someone came late and he didn't hear bohu ba'isayay. Va'av shekvar omar yayt ve'ayot. So we're saying like this. If no one is here that Mr. Bohu, we don't say it, period. If there's someone here that came late and he didn't hear Bohu at all, va'av shekvar omar yayt ve'ayot, even though this person who is saying the bohu, he said already yaitzer, muta gan kein loima bishviloi. So he's permitted to say bohu, akadish na bohu, for this person. He heard bohu, he has no problems. But this person who came late, so I'm permitted to say kadish and bohu for him. V'am shekvar omer yetzerer muter gam kein bishmiloi, af opish lo yismoich aleh yetzerer. That means as follows. That means, between you and me, Kaddish and Bohu is the aschola of Birchas Krishma. That's what you say. Kaddish, then you say, you should be mafsik ben Kaddish le Bohu. And then you start Yetzer. That's the beginning of Birchas Krishma. Now, so he said, if we have a scenario, I have a person that came late, and I'm going to say the shatz already is the shatz already davened properly. He said Kaddish and Bochur Yetzer, and now this person came late. And this person won't hear Bohu. He didn't hear and he won't hear. That means there's no Kriya Satayra today. And the Bohu that I'm going to say, he's not up to Yitzhakar. He's in the middle of Ashrei. And now there's a minion. So someone will say Bohu for him. So we're saying Kaddish Bohu for him because he shouldn't miss the Bohu. We say Kaddish and Bohu. We'll see what we say later for him also. But Al Kabon, we say Kaddish and Bohu. Case number two, we'll say Kaddish and Bohu. V'chei mishe kvar shoma Bohu koyde matfila. There's another case. That he heard Bohu already. He heard a Bohu from a different minion. V'atam mispalo v'yechidus. Now he's davening v'yechidus. V'yigil le Bohu. So that means like this. There are two inyonim to hear a bohu. Inyon number one is, there's an inyon of a bohu. So that means, so if I never heard a bohu, and I won't hear a bohu today, and we had mentioned yesterday, I see the Piskei Tshuvos brings it down. There's a Zoyar that a Bohu is Merdik Choshev, that the Neshama, after a person wakes up, the Neshama only goes into the Guf after he hears Bohu. So if a person didn't hear Bohu, so I'm permitted to say Kaddish Bohu for him. He's up to now. That means, let's say, that there was a Seder that used to say it right after right after the Shtilu Shemay Nesrei. So I'm permitted to say Kaddish Bohu for him. He's by Ashrei. Say Chaptarayna Bohu. That's case number one. But if he heard the Bohu already, he heard the Bohu. So there's no reason to say it for him. He heard Bohu. But there is a case that it's Kedai to say it for him. If he's up to now Birchas Krishma. He didn't say Yetzirah. Now, the proper way to start Birchas Krishma is with a Kaddish and a Baruch, and Baruch HaTashem Yetzirah. So for this person, I'm saying the Kaddish and Baruch, not that he should hear a Baruch, but he should have a proper Birchas Krishma. He's right now up to Birchas Krishma. So now, if I say Kaddish and Baruch, so I accomplished that he is saying a proper Birchas Krishma. So that means, because I'm going to say Kaddish and Baruch, then he's saying Baruch HaShem Yetzirah Baruch HaShem. Baruch HaShem. So he hears a Mahuda Dika Birchas Krishma. So these are the two cases I can say Kaddish or Baruch for a person. Either he didn't hear the Baruch, so then it's Kedai to say Kaddish and Baruch, that he should hear a Baruch. That's case number one. Case number two, after he heard a Baruch, but he's right now up to, he's right before Baruch HaTashem Yetzirah. So now, if I say Kaddish and Baruch, so he'll have a proper Birchas Krishma, which starts with Baruch and then Yetzirah. So these are the two cases. V'chein mi shekvar shoma Baruch Hu kaidem ha-tfilah. He heard Baruch Hu before. V'ata mispalo b'yechidus. V'igiyu le-Baruch Hu. He's up to now Baruch Hu. V'nizamin lo yasor enoshim. And there are 10 people shekvar shoma Baruch Hu. Af alpike. These 10 people heard Baruch Hu. Af alpikein muta lifres ashma b'loyma Baruch Hu. Hu ayache b'shviloi. Even the Yomer Miyad Achakach Birchas Yetzirah. So these are two cases that we say Kaddish and Baruch. Avol im Tauti Legriyusa, but if we have two Chesroinis, Nainu Shekva Shoma Baruch, he heard Baruch. Oishe Shoma Mo'ilam Bateir Shoma Baruch, he heard a Baruch already. That means his Neshoma that never entered his goof, he heard a Baruch already. He's taken care of. Number one. And now he's not up to Yetzirah. He's in the Lavashrei. Then you don't say this Inyan of Peiris al Shema, which we will learn the Simim, that there is a Hechetimse, that one can say a Kaddish in Bochu for a person who came late. So there are two cases that this can be done. Case number one, he didn't hear a Baruch Hu, and he won't hear a Baruch Hu, so then I'll say Kaddish a Baruch Hu for him. Case number two, he heard a Baruch Hu, but now he's right up to Baruch HaTashem Yetzirah, so we could say now Kaddish a Baruch Hu for him, should he should have a Mahuda Dika Birchas Krishma, which that is the Hiddur of Birchas Krishma to start with Kaddish a Baruch Hu. Okay, these are the Hakdamas, and now when we'll learn the Simen, we'll perhaps get a little more clearer. Now, let us start the Sif Aleph. Im yesh b'nei Adam sheispalulu kol echad b'fnei atzmai b'yochid. Now here we're speaking of a very interesting case. We have 10 people, and all 10 people daven b'yechidus. They daven b'yechidus. So now they're up gedavente. They daven. The Birchas Krishma, Shmei Neheset, they're finished. They're finished davening. They have Talein already. They finished davening. But they're missing something. Lei Shomu, Lei Kaddish, Lei Kedusha. They didn't hear Kaddish in Bochu. They didn't hear Kedusha. They remember the Choshev components of the davening, they didn't hear. I made Echad Mehem. So now we have these 10 people come together. They're all gedavent already. They're after Leinu. And it's like, Rebach, we didn't hear Kaddish, Baruch, Kedusha. But I made Kaddish Ubochu. So one of them says, Kaddish Ubochu. And he says also, so the Machaba holds, Baruch, what does Baruch mean? Baruch means you should say Birchas Yetzirah. That's how the Machaba understood. Baruch is when we say all the time, Baruch means you should say the Birchas Krishma, and then everyone starts saying Baruch HaTashem That's what the law is. After Bochu, you're not allowed to speak out because we said Bochu, and Bochu means Sebichas Yaitzere. So the Machabel says, so we're going to rectify what these people missed. They're all Gedaventes. That's the lane already. They come together. Now they come, all these 10 people, Daven Bechidis, come together. They say, is there something that can be done for ourselves? And Machabel says, yeah, I'll tell you, medication. One person should say Kaddish, Bochu, and he'll say Latin. Now, Bochu goes together with Yetzirah, Akabon with the first Bochu, Bichas Kishma. So he's going to say now out loud, Bochu Hashem Yetzirah Rechoshech, he's going to say it out loud to Bochu Hashem Yetzirah Moiris, Bochu Hashem. So they have the Rhine, a Kaddish, and a Bochu, but this Bochu, the Machaber holds, has to. The brochus means say the brochus. It means you should say birchus, kapon and birchus yaitzerer, and finish brochum yaitzam oizes. We chap terain a kaddish in a brochus. That's what the Machabel says. But no yaitzer. This is not saying more than that. Veze nikra poyreis al shema. That is called poyreis al shema. Loshin chetiche pruse. Poyres al Shema means we say a chelik of Birchas Krishna. And with this, by saying a chelik of Birchas Krishna, we can chaparayim a kaddish in a boch. Everyone said it already. There's no need to say it. After you have 10 people who davened after Elena already. And so now all we need now is that they should be able to hear a Kaddish and Bochum, and later we'll speak about Kedusha. But Al Kaponim, now we're up to Kaddish and Bochum. Not a Bochum of a Tog. That's right, but now I'm saying it with a Bochum. This is something else. This is a Kaddish with a Bochum. Yeah. That's a bochu. But the bochu has to be said properly. You have to say it properly. Everyone said yoitzer. The mechabes. Everyone said they finished davening. 10 people daven the yechidus, and then they come together, and then they say, we didn't hear a bochu. We didn't hear so. So the mechabel says, we'll see what the Ramo says. We'll see. So the mechabel says, I have an eitzer for you. One person will now say Kaddish and Bochu, and he'll say loud Yetzirah, and all of you please hear, so Memele, you'll hear now the because the Bochu goes with the Yetzirah. You can't say Bochu Samazai. Bochu. Let's not talk about what they do. Let's talk about what the Allah is over here. We'll come to that's how the Machabel ends. That's the Gemara says there's a din Poyres al Shema. You need a minion for this. That is the translation of Poyres al Shema. Yes, we learned that before, so we'll see that later also. You can do it for one person. We'll see later in Zamachloikis, and the Machabel says you can do it for one person also. But, so let us go. As it progresses, we'll get a little clearer. V'zem nikra poyres al shema, loshen chatiche pruse. Shein oimrim elektas mimena. That's called poyres al shema. We're saying a little of Birchas Krishma, and the accomplishment of this is that we have to write a kaddish in the book. Hago. Now let's see the Rambam. So on this din of Peiris Hashma, the while we are focusing the Chaparayin Bochu, that's the Kaddish and the Bochu. So the Machabes says that's how you do it. You say Kaddish and Bochu, and the person says, Bochu says out loud, Yoitzer Oyer, and he's Moitzi the Oyelam, and they're quiet. And afterwards, if that's the only problem, Yoitzer Oyer is Amen, they go home. That means if there's no problems with Kedusha, they go home, they finish, they have to write in the book. Hago, Zokte Remo, Va'achshav Leinogu Leima Kol Birchus Yaitzerer. The Remo says, it's not, for a Bochu, it's not necessary, the Mechaber held, if you say Bochu, and say, you don't end with a broche, so that's like you're a Kaifa. He said, Bochu, but make a broche, and I don't make a broche. So the mechaber held, you have to say yaitza. If you're saying bochu, you have to say al kapodim the first broche of birchas krishma. Because he said bochu, and you're not answering. The Rama says, no, broche shema broches enough. That's also called, he said bochu, and I'm saying broche shema broches, then we can go home. V'haraye, the Rama is coming to raye from an oilol ha-toyre. He also says Bochu. What does Zaylam say? Bochu Hashem Abaycha. That's it. The Zaylam doesn't say more than that. So we see to answer a Bochu, it's not necessary to say a complete Bracha. You can say Bochu Hashem Abaycha. So therefore the Rama says, V'achshav leinogu leime kol birchas yaitzeroy. Elo imrim kaddish u Bochu. Vein imrim achav. Baruch Hashem Amboirach. Fine. Now let us just see the Mishnah Brua Sivkot and Beis. We'll start from Sivkot and Beis. For Oimer Kaddish, Ailel B'Simen and Dalet, so I'll let me betchilek Tzaz Pesukim. If you want to say a Kaddish, you can't say a Kaddish. Tam Zeyb Tzaz Pesukim. Yoytzer Oil. Then we say Yoytzer. This is the Shita Samachaber. Av de Bizmaneinu Kulam Bekiyem. Now, why is he saying Yetzer Oil for? We do all Bekim. Ve'in Tzorich Levircha Samavor She'itzin HaBorchas. Why is he saying now out loud Yetzer Oil? Number one, they're Boki. V'chos Kunzim Adairi Mechabes Shekva Bircha Kulum Kolech B'Snei Atzmei. And number two, they said it already. So what's the purpose of the Shat saying now again, Bochu and Yetzer Oil. Mikol Mokem Oime Yetzer Oil Ubekel Rom. Oh, no, it's Virelei Lamachaba. The Oime Yetzer Mishim Shleyen Niru Kekoifrem Chas Visholem. That means if you won't say Yetzer Oil, so you like a Koifer. Shuayme Lam Sheye Bochu. He says, make a broche. No one's making a broche. That's what the Mechaber held. The Mechaber says that the Bochu of Shachis has to end up with a broche. That's the Bochu of Shachis. So if they're not going to say Yetzer Oil, so it's like a Kaifer. He says, Bochu is Hashem. They're going home after Bochu Hashem. No one said a broche. And the Mechaber holds it's essential to make a broche after Bochu. So Memela, so the Mechaber says, therefore, this person who said, Bochu says out loud Yetzer, so he's saying a broche, and they're going to listen to his broche, Shemei Koine. So then, Boruch Hashem. So we said a Bochu, which implies that you should say a broche, and that's how it's going to be done. I'm going to say it loud, Bochu, Boruch Hashem, and a Yetzer, and you listen, and then Boruch Hashem, Yetzer, Ma'iris, we're finished. So now we have to write, and we accomplish with this, we have to write a Kaddish and a Baruch Hu. Now, yeah, that's what the Mechaber holds. Shu'ayim alam shivofen echem em yiboich, lekachem ayyoter bekeulom, acherem shemim b'shemei yakoin. Now, the Rama says, v'achshov, the Rama says, that is not our minute. Our minute is, we say, the same scenario, they finished davening already, but they didn't hear Bochit. So our scenario is, we say, Kaddish and Bochit, Bochit and Bochit, we're going to talk, have a good day, we're finished. So that means it is, to chaparein a Bochit, we can accomplish this with saying, Kaddish and Bochit, they say Bochit Hashem and Bochit, and that's sufficient. Svira Lod, we hold, let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Kot and Dalet, the Kivin Shoin and Bochit Hashem and Bochit, Loi Lamboet, so le merci ki kaifas. That's also called we. He said Boch. I said Boch Hashem Abur. Me did the Hava Birkas Atayre. Ve'ayim b'liyo Rabbe b'mogin giboyim shiskimu gam kelosa. So okay. So now we have already la locha. We have the shitas harama. So now it got a little easier. So we had 10 people. Nebuch, they davened b'yichidus. They didn't hear Bochu. So in order to accommodate them, and they say Bochu, we say Kaddish, we say the Alut Psukim before another, say Kaddish, and Bochu, Bochu Hashem Abarech Le'olamot, a good day. That's the Shita Saramo, and that's how we pass it. Now, Let's go a little further in the Ramo. Yesh aimrim sheperson bekriyeshma shel arvis. Kamoi b'shachet. We do the same thing. Now let's have the same scenario. We hear people daven ma'ariv b'yichidus. They come together. They said, people, let's make a bochu. And according to the Ramo, that's sufficient. Don't have to say brocha rishayit. So others say, you do the same thing by ma'ariv. V'lo inogu kei. So the Ramo says the inogu kei b'shem deleka kaddish kaidim bochu shel alves. That by shachis is a kaddish me. That a minute kodim we say kaddish before bochu. So there are two factors which we are the two inyonim which we are accomplishing. He hears the Kaddish and he hears the Bochu. Fine. So we do it. By Ma'ariv, there's no Kaddish before Bochu. We'll see a few of the people who say Kaddish. It's not a minute. It's not such a Kavudik a minute. So the Kaddish, forget about it. The Kaddish is not what is normally said by Ma'ariv. It's also not. It's not Meikar Adin. It's not Me'ikar Adin. This Kaddish, even though we say Kaddish, it's not Me'ikar Adin, so we don't reckon with this Kaddish. It's not Me'ikar Adin. So the only thing that we will accomplish is Bochu. But for Bochu Lein, they didn't make this takot. That is what the Rambo is saying. And now let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this Rambo. And others say a different Cheshbon, that the whole reason they were concerned by the Bochu of Shachis, as we mentioned yesterday in the Zoya, because before a person says Bochu, the Neshama does not go into his goof. Neshama ba'apa, it's on his nose and it doesn't go in. It first enters his goof with Bochu. That's the Zoya HaKodesh. So that's by Shachis. But Bochu Hashem, he heard the Bochu of Shachis. By Ma'ariv, he missed the Bochu. Never, he missed the Bochu. But to go out of our way and say a Bochu alone, so the Rambam says because there's no Kaddish, and others say because there's no, the Bochu is not as choshev as it is by Shachis. So we don't say Bochu at night. Right, now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. K'may b'Shachis. So now, the first day it says, you say the same thing by Ma'ariv also, to my b'shachis rotzolayim, af im kulam kvar hispalalu, even though everyone daven, kol echad b'fnei atzmoi, they also say Kaddish Bochu, but they know the case. Kosav aprim megodem. So now it comes out for everyone davened already, and now they didn't hear Bochu. So we say, since you don't say a Kaddish, so Memele, for Bochu alone, they didn't make this takonet, so forget about it. We don't say. Zok te prime God, nire vadai. Im yesh echot shloi hispalo adayin bayre. Now, we had mentioned before when we learned the Hakdome of the Mishnah Berurah that there's two inyonim of a Bochu. There's one inyon of a Bochu, to hear a Bochu. And that's one of the inyonim that we pray the Sal Shema. There's another inyon of a Bochu. That means even though a person has heard Bochu already, but he's up to now the beginning of Birchas Krishna. So he wants that his Birchas Krishna should be Mehudadik. So therefore he wants his Birchas Krishna to start with a Bochu. So this is another reason for saying Bochu. So the Prima Godem says, Kosav a Prima Godem nirevadai, im yeish echot sheloi ispalu ladayin mayre. I mean, the Mechaba, we're speaking about the Mechaba, they davened already and everything. And the whole concern is the Bochu. So the Ramo says, by Ma'ariv you don't say Bochu, there's no Kaddish, there's only Bochu. You don't do it for Ma'ariv. But what if we have a person who didn't say Birchas Krishna yet? By him, his necessity for Bochu, he wants to say Bochu in order that he should have a Mehudadik Birchas Krishna. See, he wants to say a Bochu, that his Birchas Krishna should be with a Baruch Hu before. This is a Prima God. Kosova Prima God. Nira Vadai. Im Yesh Echot Shlo Hispalo Ladai Yem Meirev. There's one person who did not have a Meirev. Yoche Lamoid Bifnei Ha'omod Im Tisho Shispalo Lu. V'yoyma Baruch Hu B'Koyl Rom. V'gam Yoyma HaBaruch Hu Rishoyne B'Koyl Rom. And then I'll say the Baruch Hu Rishoyne. V'yoyte Yafla Mechaber. Then it'll be Yaita according to the Mechaba also. I mean, the Mechaba says, whenever you say Bochu, the Bochu has to come with what the first Bracha of Birchas Krishna. So if a person didn't daven yet, so Memela, then he could say Bochu, and he'll say out loud the first Bracha according to the Mechaba. According to the Ramah, he doesn't have to say it out loud. I'll kapon him because... But he's saying it al kaponim for that his bichas krishma should be abhuda dikim bichas krishma. The afshel the yuchal loyma gam kain hakadi shekoydim shmeine eschay atkan l'shoyne. Amoyra dikizach. He says abhuda dikim bichas krishma by Meirev, if you say bochu before the bichas krishma, and you say Kaddish after the Birchas Krishma. The Kaddish is on the Birchas Krishma, not on the Shemayne Esrei. So the Prima Godim says, so if a person didn't daven Meirev yet, if a person didn't daven Meirev, so Meile, he wants to, there's still a minion over there, he wants to have a Mohudadik in Birchas Krishma, so then he could say Bochu, and if you have a minion around, he could say Kaddish. Meiredik. But it comes out the vial, what we learned now, if a person came to shul to daven Meirev, and they missed Bochu, in the middle of Birchas Krishma, he said the Birchas Krishma, and he daven Shmenesre, and he said Oleinu, and now he wants the Chaparayna Bochu. So Lechayre, from what we have in Shulchan Aruch, there's no such thing. The Ramah says there's no such, they never were Mesakim. To say a bochu stamos a bochu alone, they never want a second to say a bochu. The Prima Godim says, but if he's going to daven Meirev now, then he can say a bochu because, but to say a bochu alone, so the Ralphat we have over here, there's no such inyan. Okay, the Zamor says they weren't Mesakin bochu. Why? To lack a kaddish, because there's no kaddish. Umishum bochu lechudei, he didn't say bochu. Like Abdina Kolkach, we never will misak him for bochu alone to be Peiris al Shema. One? That, he's not talking about that. He's talking about a bochu and to say a bochu after the davening to say a bochu. Since this bochu does not come with a kaddish, so bochu lechudei lekabdin in kolkach. Ba'av algav the biktas mekaymes oimrim shloishe psukim v'kaddish kaidem bochu ba'av. This other boy says shira malos. That's what they say shira malos. And then they say kaddish. Serak minig ba'alme v'lekabdin in ba'ay kaddish. So this Kaddish is not such a choshev to say this Kaddish. Masha'en ken Kaddish shachay yishtab shachis shumin kadmoinim kabdinim tvei. So therefore, this inyan of Peiris al Shema, which the Gemara brings down, that is if we are accomplishing two things. We're saying Kaddish and Bochum. Fine. Now, let us go further. So this is called Peiris al Shema. So we hear now that in Peiris al Shema, the case, the way the Mechaba spoke was, the old daven b'yichidus, the missing a kaddish and a bochu. So the Mechaba holds, so they come together now, they say kaddish or bochu, then you say birchas yitzarev. And the Ramah says, you say, Kaddish, Bochu, you don't want to say, Birchas Yetzirah. And this is only by Shachas, by Ma'ariv. The Rambam says there's no Kaddish there. It's only, it's not a minute Kavua. So I'm able to say Baruch Hu, then everyone is second is to say Baruch Hu. But the Prima Godem says, if he's going to start now to daven Ma'ariv, then there's an inyan to say Baruch Hu, and he can say Kaddish after his Birchas Krishma, which goes on, that's the end of his Birchas Krishma. Now, La'acher she'saimu Birchas Yitzhareh. Now the Mechaber is going back to the previous scenario. We had 10 people who daven b'yechidus. They're by Aleinu already. But Nebuch, they missed Kaddish, Baruch Hu, and we took care of that already. We said he could say, they come together now to say Kaddish. One person says Kaddish or Baruch Hu. According to the Mechaber, you say Yitzhareh out loud. According to the Ramoy, you say Baruch Hashem Avorech, and we're finished. So now we took care of Kaddish or Baruch Hu. But we have to take care of something else. They didn't hear Kedusha either. Now, so what's going to be with this? Zok to Mechaber Baiter, La'achar shesimu birchas yoytzerer. So the Mechaber said, you say Baruch Hu and yoytzerer. So now we want to take care of Kedusha. Oymer. So now the say daven already. Oymer, ovois, ukvureis, ukdusha, va'ata kodesh. V'zeh nikra oyver lifnei ateve. And this is called, this Chazal speak about two things. Poiris al shma means the Baruch Hu of Krishma. Oyver lifnei ateve means the Kedusha of Shemayna Esrei. So now we want that they should hear Kedusha. So v'ein oisin v'om elu b'poches me'asore v'shum dahavi dvorim she'b'kedusha. This is Dvorim she'b'kedusha, so we need 10 people. Now, v'tzorich lachzer achar shisha shelo yishomu. Now the Mechaber is saying that we need 6 who did not hear, and that's Hashitas HaRabbeinu Tam, v'im einam nimtzoyim, but if you don't have, afilu bishfil echot, shloi shoma imrim. For one, we can also say. So, fine. So then we'll say this, then let's just see the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan test. We have to go back Mitzvah Hashem next week. Nikra Oiva, Ve'ein Ze Motzei Kahayoyim. That means, Bizmaneinu, they used to say the Kaddish Baruch Hu right after the Shtilu Shemein Esrei of the Shatz. Mishum Dergilim Lifrei Sal Shema Bishvil HaMisachim Lo V'yachah Gmar Siyim Shemein Esrei B'lachash Koyin Meshamasro HaShliach Tzibur HaTfil HaKerulam. That's when they said the Kaddish Baruch Hu. So Memele, so for these people, V'yoytzim Al Yod Inin HaKdusha. So Memele, V'yay V'shatz Bishvil HaMisachim Achyeh Koyin Meshamasro HaShliach Tzibur HaTfil HaKerulam. Now that the Shatz says the Hoicha Shmenesra Alinyan Kedusha. Yeah. So by us this is not too much Negeya, but Srichan Lizer Beishim Akapsin Oz Bepesan Beisakneses Lutres Al Shema Shlayavu Negedam Ispalurim. They used to stand by the doors. Then they said the Kaddish is the Baruch Hu for the latecomers. But be sure you shouldn't walk in front of those who are still davening Shmenesra. Abolim Iresh and his Acher Lovely Spalul Acher Atfile. He came after Shemayna Esrei. So then we have Yochel Lifreis Al Shema, Vleired Lifnei Ateva, and then we'll say Shemayna Esrei also for him. But we'll stop over here. Okay. When? Yeah.